Welcome back to Security for Regal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 39, Redaction Pipelines for Cloud AI. Alice, last episode we talked about protecting the API keys that connect to Cloud AI. This time, we're talking about what actually goes through that connection.
Right. Here's the question every legal AI builder should ask before sending a prompt to OpenAI or Anthropic or Google. Does the cloud provider actually need to see your client's name? The dollar amount of the deal? The names of the parties in litigation? Usually, the answer is no. The AI can summarize a contract, extract obligations, review clause language without knowing it's about Acme Corp and Baker Industries. It just needs the structure and the text. Everything identifiable is a leak waiting to happen.
So you strip that stuff out before sending it.
Exactly. That's a redaction pipeline. Before any prompt leaves your network, it passes through a system that identifies sensitive information. Client names, organization names, dates, financial amounts, case numbers, identification numbers, and replaces them with placeholders. The prompt that reaches the cloud says, the agreement between ORG1 and ORG2 dated date 1, instead of the real names and dates. The AI processes it, sends back its analysis, and then your system maps the placeholders back to the real values. Your user sees the full result. The cloud provider never saw the sensitive data.
Right, and the technology that identifies those entities in the text, that's NER, named entity recognition.
NER, yes. It's a natural language processing technique that identifies and classifies specific entities in text. Person names, organizations, locations, dates, financial figures, identification numbers. Modern NER systems combine multiple approaches. Pattern matching with regular expressions. That's great for structured data like social security numbers or email addresses, anything with a predictable format. Statistical models trained on labeled text, those handle names and organizations. And then deep learning transformer models. Those are the most accurate because they understand context.
How accurate are we talking?
A recent study on financial documents, which have similar complexity to legal text, reported a hybrid approach achieving about 95% precision and 89% recall. That's good, but notice what it means. Roughly 1 in 10 sensitive entities might be missed. For legal AI, that's why automated redaction should be a first pass, not the only pass. Defense in depth applies to redaction the same way it applies to everything else we've discussed in this series.
Yeah, what's the go-to tool for building this?
Microsoft Presidio is the most widely adopted open source option. It combines NER models, regular expressions, and checks on validation to detect over 30 entity types. It has two components, an analyzer that finds the entities and scores its confidence, and an anonymizer that replaces, masks, or encrypts them based on rules you configure. It uses Spacey's NER model by default, but you can swap in more powerful models. And to their credit, the documentation is honest. It says explicitly that automated detection cannot guarantee it will find all sensitive information.
So what does the actual pipeline look like end to end?
5 steps. First, the original document enters the pipeline. Let's say a contract a lawyer wants summarized. Second, the NER system scans it and identifies every entity. John Smith is a person. Acme Corporation is an organization. $2.5 million is a financial amount. Each entity gets mapped to a placeholder. John Smith becomes Person 1. Acme Corporation becomes ORG1. That mapping is stored in what we call a redaction map. Third, the redacted document is sent to the cloud LLM. Fourth, the response comes back with placeholders in it. Fifth, the redaction map is applied in reverse. The placeholders are replaced with the real values, and the user sees the complete result.
And that redaction map, that's now the sensitive thing you need to protect.
Exactly. The redaction map is the Rosetta Stone. If someone gets the map, they can reconstruct every redacted prompt. So it has to be encrypted at rest, access controlled, and stored according to your data retention policy. Never send the map to the cloud. never stored in the same system as the redacted prompts. It stays within your perimeter.
Right. There's something I want to ask about the redaction levels. Does every prompt need full redaction? What about cases where the AI needs to see dates or dollar amounts to do its job properly?
Good question. A well-designed pipeline supports multiple levels. Full redaction replaces everything identifiable. Names, dates, amounts, all of it. That's appropriate when you're asking the AI to analyze clause structure or identify obligation types. Partial redaction keeps dates and amounts, but strips names and identifiers. Useful when the AI needs to do financial analysis. And then there's pseudonymization, which is interesting. Instead of replacing Acme Corporation with a placeholder tag, you replace it with a fake but realistic name, like Maple Corp. The AI gets data that looks real, which can actually improve the quality of the response, but the actual client identity never reaches the cloud.
That pseudonymization approach is clever. The AI doesn't know the difference between a fake name and a real one.
And the results are often better than with placeholder tags, because the model was trained on text that contains real names, not tags like ORG1. The consistency matters too. Maple Corp needs to be Maple Corp throughout the entire document and across related prompts in the same session. Deterministic mapping handles this. The same input entity always produces the same pseudonym within a session.
Yeah. What about legal-specific entities that a general NER model might miss?
This is where generic tools fall short. A general NR model catches names and addresses, but it won't recognize a matter number like case number 2025CV04521 as sensitive. It won't flag judge names that reveal which court your case is in. It won't catch IOLTA trust account numbers or bar registration numbers. For legal AI, you need to extend the NER pipeline with legal-specific entity types. Newer tools like Glinner support zero-shot entity recognition. You define the entity types you want without retraining the model. You tell it, find matter members, court names, privilege designations, and it learns to identify them from context.
Now, I have to ask. Some firms sign data processing agreements with AI providers that say, we won't train on your data, we won't retain your prompts. Isn't that enough?
It's necessary, but not sufficient. Contractual protections cover the provider's obligations, but they don't protect data in transit. They don't protect against a vulnerability on the provider's side. They don't protect you if the provider is served with a subpoena for data they processed. The strongest position is both. A contract that restricts data use and technical redaction, that ensures the sensitive data was never there in the first place. If the contract is breached, your client's data wasn't exposed because it never left your network.
Right. Bell and suspenders.
For privileged legal data, it's the minimum standard. ABA Formal Opinion 512 requires lawyers to understand how AI tools use data and implement adequate safeguards. A redaction pipeline running through your inference gateway is one of the most concrete safeguards you can point to.
Next episode, local versus cloud AI. When does it make sense to skip the cloud entirely and run the model on your own hardware?
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.